Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight we are discussing mental health as the world commemorates International Mental Health Awareness Month. But first, let's take a look at what is happening elsewhere. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi, Foreign Minister Hossein Amirabadollah here, and other officials were found dead Monday at a site of a helicopter crash in northern Iran, state media said. Search crews found the wreckage today, a day after the helicopter crashed in a bad weather near Iran's East Azerbaijan province. The Iranian officials were returning to Iran after attending a dam project inauguration at the Iran-Azerbaijan border. Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, announced 5 days of mourning and placed Vice President Mohammad Mokhber in charge of the executive branch. An election for a new president is due to be held within 50 days. The Constitutional Court in Zimbabwe has ruled that a 2021 prison sentence of former Jacob Zuma will not be allowed to run for parliament in pivotal South African elections on May 29. The country's Electoral Commission had always maintained Zuma was disqualified from running because he had been sentenced to 15 months in jail for contempt of court in a corruption case. He served only 2 months before being released on medical parole. Zuma's Umkhonto we Sizwe spokesperson Sihle Ngubane told journalists Zuma will be on the ballot paper as he is the leader of the party. In the United States, President Joe Biden and his Republican rival in the 2024 presidential race, Donald Trump, have agreed to participate in two debates. A set of rules aims to make the interaction as civilized as possible. But whether the debates will sway undecided voters remains to be seen, particularly given their timing. VOA's Veronica Banderas Iglesias explains.
To debate or not to debate, Democratic President Joe Biden gave a straightforward answer on May 15.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. And since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal.
Two dates have now been set, June 27th and September 10th. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was defiant about the matter during a campaign event Friday in Minnesota.
I just want to debate this guy, but, you know, and I'm going to demand a drug test, too, by the way. I am. No, I really am. I don't want him coming in like the State of the Union. He was high as a kite.
There's no evidence to back up Trump's claims. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen questioned the former president's debate tactics when interviewed Sunday on ABC's This Week show.
He wants to create this sort of atmosphere of a circus-like entertainment. But the choice will be very clear. I mean, you've got Joe Biden. He's the guy who grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania. He fights for the middle class. He believes in the dignity of work and decency. Donald Trump, agent of chaos.
Former Trump campaign advisor Mark Lauder, also interviewed on ABC, applauds having both candidates on stage.
This is going to be live recall. And, you know, Donald Trump gets up there two or three times a week and pontificates for 90 minutes. Joe Biden rarely does an actual hard interview. This is going to be a challenge for President Biden.
The debates will be held with no live audiences. The news anchors hosting the events on CNN and ABC will be able to shut off the microphones if the candidates try to interrupt each other. The goal of the debates is to help voters make up their minds ahead of the November presidential election, explains Professor of Political Science at Roger Williams University, June Spickman.
Trump is particularly good at focusing on the negative aspects of his opponent, less interested in discussing the issues. My guess is that Biden will try to focus on the issues, on his performance in the economy, Biden's performance on the economy, and less on Trump's characteristics as a candidate.
For debates to sway votes, timing is important. Jean Fourier, a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, told VOA via Skype.
When you get close to the election and many voters are paying attention, those debates got a lot of of viewership and people watching to really see if there are undecideds who wanted to make up their mind at the last minute.
The push for both candidates to garner voters' approval will continue this week. Trump is expected to visit the South Bronx on May 23rd. Biden will be on official travel in New Hampshire on May 21st and will then head to Boston, Massachusetts. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Elsewhere, days after an assassination attempt, Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico remains in serious condition. But the worst may be over. According to his deputy, a suspect remains in custody. VOA's Arash Arasabadi has more.
News cameras last week captured the moment when a would-be assassin opened fire on Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico. A helicopter then carried Fico to the Roosevelt University Hospital at Banská Bystrica, where he had at least two surgeries, one of which repaired gunshot damage to his abdomen and hand. From the hospital, his deputy addressed the media Sunday.
I think the worst fear, at least for now, has passed. But the condition remains very serious, and therefore I want to thank again the doctors for the miracles that have happened in the recent days.
By Friday, a Slovak television station showed footage of police taking a suspect into custody. The Office of Slovakia's General Prosecutor describes the suspect as a 71-year-old former coal miner, amateur poet, and lone wolf attacker. Some news media reports have partially identified the suspect as Juraj C. Fico's party won parliamentary elections last year on a pro-Russian and anti-American platform. Upon his victory, Fico promptly stopped arms shipments to Ukraine after his country's initial support for its neighbor. This prompted demonstrations in the streets of Slovakia, a NATO member state, and fueled what officials say may have motivated the shooter to act against Fico's government. Slovak President-elect Peter Pellegrini called Slovakia a wounded country, but added that political parties were not yet ready to meet on how the country should move forward. And despite Fico's Russia-leaning government, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky recorded a message in which he called the attack appalling and totally unacceptable before wishing Fico a speedy recovery. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said President Joe Biden expressed alarm and deep concern over the attack.
We condemn this horrific act of violence, and our embassy is in close touch with the government and ready to assist. And I'm just going to leave it there for now.
Fico's shooting came just 3 weeks ahead of European Union parliamentary elections. If convicted, the suspect faces life in prison. Arash Arasabadi, VOA News.
Thanks, Arash, for that report. In Zimbabwe, a parliamentarian health committee has expressed concern over poor service delivery at state hospitals following a tour of major hospitals in the country. The committee noted that the hospitals are dilapidated and lack crucial equipment and machinery, with most of the machinery broken down. The committee says it will push for policy changes to empower hospital administrators to enhance efficiency still on the health. Health doctors in Zimbabwe say locals should get checked for high blood pressure regularly and seek treatment as the disease has become one of the largest silent killers. Dr. Josephat Chiripanyanga knows that low blood pressure is also another serious health condition. Let's hear what he had to say.
BP munhu kana iri nomoyo yepamusoro inofanira kuita between 100 ne-140 pakati pe-100 ne-140 ndoyatoti iri nomoyo yakanaka ikaitawo yepasi pakati pe-60 ne-90 yakanaka asi pamusoro ikanga yakuita below kanti yakudzika kuenda pazasi pe-100 yepasi ikanga yakudzika kuenda pazasi pe-60 iyoyo ndoyatinoita kuti low blood pressure kana kuti hypotension kuti BP munhu yanyaya yakudzika. Pane zvirwere zvinokwanisa kukonzera kuti BP munhu idzike zvakanyanya. Zvinhu zvakaisanganisa zvakaita sana anemia zvinokwanisa kukonzera kuti zvakare kuti BP munhu idzike. Munhu akaita accident, akableeda, ropa rakabuda rakawanda, BP munhu inokwanisa kudzika zvakare. Vamwe vanhu vanoti muriwo neBP yakangoti dzike kudarika vamwe vanhu. Zvokuti padiki padiki ukamucheka BP yake unoona kuti yakadzika. Ende vanhu navari oso prona nemikana yakanyanya yekuita zvakaita sana dzungu zvinokwanisa kuonzeresa nyaya yekuti BP yakadzikira steri mwoyo womunhu unokwanisa kutanga kurwarawo zvakare nokuda kwekuti BP yemunhu urikugara yakadzikira uye zvakare munhu anokwanisa kutiita mamwe maproblems yekuti kufamba kweropa kushoma kufamba kwechikafu neropa ropa rinofambisa chikafu kana BP yakadzika chikafu hachichafamba zvakanaka oxygen haichafamba zvakanaka saka zvinokwanisa kuonzesa mamwe maproblems yekuti munhu achakwanisa kufemawo zvakanaka nokuda kwekuti BP yakadzikira autanga kuzarirwa nokuda kwekuti BP yakadzikira mwoyo unotanga kushandawo zvakanyanya uchida kutraya kukombanzira kukavhira kuti pamwe BP ingakwire woguma wokupinda yatinoti cardiac failure kukonzese cardiac failure mwoyo uchashanda zvakanaka nokuda kwekuti BP yemunhu yekugara yakadzikira kana
Dr. Chiripanyanga also advised Zimbabweans to seek treatment and not to rely on herbs on stabilizing low blood pressure or high blood pressure. He speaks to Studio 7's Ropa Fadzo Mapimidze.
Kungani kuri kuti BP yakakwira kana yakadzikira hakuna maherbs ambochaonekwa akaprovwa nescience kuti aya maherbs anoita kuti BP iite zviri normal saka tikurudzire nyaya dzekushandisa maherbs isusu maherbs kana tichimaona haana kumbosiyanawo nemafruits nemavegetables atinongodyawo mazuva ese saka tinoti kana ukanga wabata chirwere chelow blood pressure and hypertension BP yako yakadzikira sere usavime nenyaya dzemaherbs asi ukaita mahome remedies akataurawo kunwa mvura yakawanda kudya chikafu chine iron yakawanda chakaita seliver red meat beef nyama yembudzi nyama yemombe zvinobatsira kuti ropa rako riwande mutsine munyevhe mbora zvese zvinobatsira kuti ropa rako riwande BP yako ikwirewo ine munormal range
That there was a Dr. Josphat Chiripanyanga speaking to Studio 7's Ropa Fadzo Mapimidze. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world. And unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. This evening, we're discussing mental health as the world commemorates International Mental Health Awareness Month. According to the American Hospital Association, May is a time to raise awareness and reduce the stigma surrounding behavioral health issues, as well as highlighting the ways of how mental illness and addiction can affect everyone, patients, providers, families, and society. And to discuss this issue, we are joined via Skype by Dr. Simbiso Ranga, a medical doctor. We also have Mrs. Edith Mazofa Tafuma, the director of Wellness Vitality, and Dr. Fazan Naim of Gatewell Mental Health and Rehabilitation Center in Zimbabwe. Welcome to the program. We'll start with you, Dr. Ranga, who's on Skype.
Hello, Marvelous. Hello, viewers. Thank you for having me on the program.
Yes, Dr. Ranga, we are discussing here the issue of mental health, which is being commemorated this month of May. What are you seeing on the ground, especially here in America, where we've had a big opioid problem? I think we're still working out with Dr. Ranga. I'll go to you, Dr. Fazana Naim in Zimbabwe. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. I think it's important to talk on mental health awareness as we are in May, Mental Health Awareness Month. Talking openly about mental health can reduce the misconception and stigma and encourage us, like, how to seek help, maybe among us. Many people who are in need, but sometimes they just shy to talk on mental health issues because of stigma and discrimination. So through this month, we are all over, you know, causing a lot of awareness in the mental health field.
Still on you, what are you seeing on the ground? You talked about communication and removing stigma.
Yes, stigma is involved, as you know, mostly when someone is suffering into mental health related issues, they are sometimes they have like discrimination by their loved ones or family, sometimes lack of support. And even sometimes they feel like, you know, they are not getting that assistance, what they are supposed to get. And and once they are diagnosed with depression or anxiety, even the mental health conditions, what are treatable completely, they still feel like denial in the start, like, why me? And sometimes they spend, like, years in that condition without seeking professional help.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Please stay on the line and I'll come over to you. Mrs. Edith Mazofata Fuma, welcome to the program. Hello, I don't know if you can hear me, Ms. Edith Mazofata Fuma.
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening.
Yes, welcome. You have a wellness and vitality company that you're running. Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing and as the world commemorates mental health, you know, month.
Well, there has been a lot of initiatives on the ground here in Zimbabwe to raise awareness on mental health in communities, as well as we see more and more private sector partners also doing initiatives in workplaces to raise awareness on mental health conditions, all with an effort to reduce the stigma attached to mental health conditions.
Kuti munoshanda sei nyanya mumabasa mamutaura imi kuti munoona kuti vazhinji havazobudi pachena kuti vane dambudziko rekuti pamwe havasi kunzwa zvakanaka kana kuti vane depression kana kuti havasi kunyatsofunga zvakanaka. Munoshanda sei nemakambani?
Chekutanga patinosvika kumakambani kuita kuti vanhu vazive kuti mental health iri more common than a lot of people actually realize or care to admit. Tinotanga nekutarisa kuti what is the global picture of mental health and what does it look like, and then we move closer region, and then we also look at Zimbabwe data kuti tiri muno muZimbabwe kushushikana kwepfungwa nema conditions of mental health anosanganisira kana na depression ma ruziwo rwapo izvezvi ndo rekuti at least maybe 25 to 30% of Zimbabweans suffer from some form of mild depression or other. Saka vanhu vakagamuchira kuti it's common, handisirini ndega, zvinoita kuti condition igamuchirike, ichibatsirazve kuti vanhu vakwanise kuenda kunotsvaga rubatsiro nguva ichipo.
Asi vanhu vari kubuda pachena here vachitaura kuti ivo vane dambudziko, uyezve zvinotambirwa sei? Tanzwa Dr. Naimu vachiti dzimwe dzenguva vanhu vanenge vachitya kuti vanozosemwa kana kusekwa kana kuzvidzwa. Zvakamira sei?
Kazhinji kacho vanhu havabudi pachena. Chinotozoita kuti vanhu vabude pachena kana kuti zvizivikanwe hunge munhu atoenda kuzvipatara, and kazhinji kacho vanozoratidzira nekubuda pachena kuti vane dambudziko uye vachitsvaga rubatsiro vanhu vanenge vawana mamental health conditions anokonzerwa neyatingati substance use disorders, kutora zvinodhaka. Mukatarisa kuzvimapatara zvedu zvese zvehurumende, kwakazara stereki nevanhu vanenge vatora zvinodhaka zvinosanganisira mitoriro, mbanje, cocaine, crystal meth. Zviro raadambudziko rakanyanya muZimbabwe panguva ino, kuwirirana nekurasika kwepfungwa nekushushikana kwepfungwa zvinokonzerwa nekutora zvinodhaka. Ndo dambudziko redu rakanyanyisisa panguva ino, zvekuti nyangwe hurumende inobvuma kuti zvasvika yatingati pandemic levels substance use abuse muno munyika.
Thank you.
Vamwe vane
taurai
Okay, thank you. Kuti kumabasa kuti kushushikana kwepfungwa kunonyanya kuonekwa tiri mumaworkplace kunosanganisira stress, depression, anxiety. Izvozvo kana bipolar munhu haabudi pachena. And tinoshandisa assumption yekuti kana tati at least 30% of the adult population inogona kunge ine depression, zvinoreva kuti maybe 1 in 3, 1 in 4 kubasa anokwanisa kunge ari kutori pachirongwa chekuti ari kutomwa mapirits kana kuti ari kutomwa zvinobatsira kuita mamood alterations aya. Asi havana havana kusununguka kuti vataurire vakuru vekubasa kana vanhu vekuma human resources, nekuti vanhu vanotya kuzovictimizwa. Vanotya kuti vanhu vakazoziva kuti ndine dambudziko iri repfungwa, zvino basa rangu ringazochengetedzeka here. Chikuru chinoita kuti vanhu vasataure kutya kuti pamwe ndozodzingwa basa.
Thank you so much. I will now switch over to you, Dr. Ranga. I'm hoping that we now have you, you know, so that you can tell us what is the significance of Mental Health Awareness Month?
Marvelous. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the program. I hope that you can hear me clearly.
Yes, we can.
We had some technical issues earlier. So mental health is a medical condition like any other medical disease. Sometimes we have problems when people classify it as if a mental health is something that people choose to have, mental health disease. So that's where we are talking about issues of victimization, discrimination at workplaces, and even in families. Sometimes people will say, "We are not paying out," you know, things like that. Unfortunately, stigma starts from there. So, you know, Mental Health Awareness Month is important so that everyone, whether it's mental health professionals, whether it's be doctors who have other specialties, whether it's families, whether it's organizations like churches and non-governmental organizations, everybody can come together so that we encourage people to seek medical assistance as soon as possible if they think someone might have a mental health condition. So I think that's what's very important, and we also have to think about how much support there is for mental health-related illness, which is provided by governments and other organizations. More should be done. So raising awareness is very important.
Thank you very much. And I'll come to you, Dr. Naima. You spoke about stigma. So from what we are discussing here, what is the way forward as we go into mental health, International Mental Health Month? What are you hoping will be achieved?
Okay, thank you. I think, in my opinion, destigmatization is very, very important, because stigma attached to mental health issues is often a significant barrier to those who are seeking help. So sometimes, you know, we need to maybe create more awareness by showing that it's okay not to be okay sometimes. And as the WHO did research, like one in every three people can face mental health-related challenges. And most of these challenges, like depression, panic attack, and especially after post-COVID, if we see people have more anxiety and generalized anxiety disorders with the co-occurrence with the drug and substance abuse all over the world, and especially we have increased cases in Zimbabwe. So, of course, awareness is very important, and as we are in the month of May, Mental Health Awareness Month, also I think we need to go in the communities as well, like community outreach programs. Nowadays, social media is very important. Maybe having more show and awareness shows about talking different mental health conditions. I think together, and also I think collaborating with some churches, because we are in a nation where, you know, in Zimbabwe, people listen more to the church pastor than the doctors. So even if we collaborate with them and have more awareness, I think we can, together we can make a big difference in the field of mental health. Because there is no health without mental health.
Thank you so much. I'll come back to you, Ms. Edith. If you could just tell us, so how can people reach you and work with your organization?
The contact for Vitality Wellness, I guess I'll just give the number here, +263 772 235 399, or on our website, www.vitalitywellnesszimbabwe.com.
And what kind of services do you provide?
We are supporting awareness and education on mental health issues. We don't do diagnosis, although we then refer to practitioners who are able to diagnose and support with treatment. So we are back after somebody has a diagnosis. We also support with treatment adherence and psychosocial support. So those are the areas that we are working with, but mostly just raising awareness and making sure people realize that it's common, and that help is available.
Thank you very much. Dr. Ranga, how can someone know that their relative is facing or is having a mental health issue? What are the symptoms?
Marvelous. The symptoms are many. It depends on what mental health illness they have. A lot of times the relatives will be indicating something is wrong, like if they are depressed, they may not be eating, they may not be as conversational, they may be sleeping all the time, and sometimes they are acting out of character. They are not talking right, they are not making sense, they may be seeing people who are not there, hearing voices, mm-hmm. when no.
Please hang on the line. I understand we have a caller. Hello, caller Makadi. Oh, I think we've lost the caller, but Dr. Ranga, if you're still on the line, you can carry on. We've lost our caller.
Sorry, Marcus. Can you hear me?
Yes. You were talking about the symptoms. If you can just quickly wrap that up.
Sure. So the symptoms depend on the condition. Mm-hmm. Things like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, depression, anxiety, they come in different clusters. But the main thing is, obviously, the patient themselves can realize that something is wrong. Family members can realize something is not quite right, co-workers or friends. So when you notice that someone is not acting right, they may need to be looked at a doctor. So that's what I would encourage people to say, instead of just observing that they are not acting right and just maybe just stigmatize them, maybe look into seeking help for them.
Thank you so much. I'll come to you, Dr. Naima. You run a Getway Mental Health and Rehabilitation Center. What services are you providing and how can people get in touch with you?
Okay, so we are a residential and non-residential mental health and drug abuse rehabilitation. We are based at number 16 McLaren, Milton Park, Harare. Our contact numbers are 07-88-0001. I will repeat again, 07-88-0001. And our website is www.rehabdream.co.zw. Our social media is Dr. Farzana at Gateway on TikTok and social Facebook, Instagram. We provide like our daycare service, so weekly services and monthly for all mental health related issues and drug abuse. We do admissions. We also provide multidisciplinary teams with the admissions and also for the recreational activities. So when we discharge these patients, after detoxification and mental health recovery, they have some skills mm-hmm. for them to practice in their life. Yeah, so that's what differentiates between mental health with other rehabilitation in Harare.
Thank you so much there to all my guests who were with us today. We were just hearing there from Dr. Naim. We also heard from Dr. Ranga. And we also heard from Mrs. Edith Tafuma Mazofa. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.